First request is Milford High School is requesting sponsorship for their 2016 After Prom event. The event provides Milford High School students and their guests a safe, alcohol-free, parent-chaperoned event. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $300 from Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Mr. Wilson makes a motion.
Second.
Mr. Cole seconds to grant $500 from Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account to the Milford High School for the After Prom event. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
On this one, I'm going to vote no because I was consistent with the same vote last year.
Mr. Wilson.
No. Yes.
Your vote was yes, I say, Mr. Wilson.
Listen, I'm going along wrong.
I appreciate you coming along with me, but that's good.
We'll just verify your vote was a yes.
Yes, definitely.
It better be said.
Five votes a yes, motion passes. Next.
Milford Museum is requesting $2,000 for their 2016 fundraising campaign. The funds raised for this campaign will go towards the salary of their executive director. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Wilson.
How much of it is in such a spend? Where is it from?
Yeah, I don't know where it's.
It's all in Milford. What line is it?
It's all in Milford.
It's all in Sussex, right?
It's all Sussex County. Mm-hmm.
But
and $1,500 from Mr.
Is what he did last year.
Mr. Wilson, I would like to add $500 to that.
Okay, Mr. Wilson wants to grant $2,000.
Well, good for him. Okay, I'll add $500 to that then.
Okay.
Because
that motion, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Joe.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. To grant $2,500. To the Milford Museum for operating expenses being $2,000, Mr. Wilson's Council MAC account, and $500, Mrs. Deaver's.
Yes.
Questions on that motion?
Yes, Mr. President. This is just to reconfirm, Ms. Jennings, this is for salary.
Correct.
This is not for a project. This is not for a building. This is for a salary.
It's the salary of the executive director who runs the programs there.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obviously, yes, motion carried.
Okay, the Millsboro Art League is requesting $3,000 for storage improvements to store supplies for upcoming classes and workshops. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Phillips.
Let me pull down to that real quick if I could, please.
You should have had that already done.
All right, well, I was still reading on the other one. Sorry about that. I'll move forward with a. They're looking for three on a. I'll do 2,000.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Motion is 2,000.
Mrs. Deaver to grant $2,000 from Mr. Arlett's account to the Millsboro Art League for supply cabinets. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Arlett, are you sure what's in this cabinet?
That's for them to figure out.
I vote no.
Okay.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next.
The City of Seaford is requesting support for their annual Nanticoke River Fest. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $750, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Arlett.
Likewise.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver to grant $750 to the City of Seaford for River Fest, being $500 from my account and $250 Mr. Arlett's account. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Seaford Chamber of Commerce is requesting $750 to defray the cost to rent golf carts to transport those with disabilities to and from the Woodland Ferry Festival area. Last grant received was $750 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. To grant $750 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for the Woodland Ferry Festival for golf carts for to move people around and have trouble walking that far.
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
This is called Broad Creek Bike.
No. She jumped that one.
Oh, she
six,
jumped
no.
over that one. Okay, well, no wonder I had a question about that.
Well,
good.
Six.
Gotcha. Oh, that's a good one there.
Any questions?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We get motion carried. Jenny?
Okay, the next one I have is Ducks Unlimited Nanticoke chapter. They're requesting $1,000 to be used for the conservation of wetlands effort in the Nanticoke River watershed. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
If somebody make that motion, I'll do that.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Ducks Unlimited for wetlands conservation in the Nanticoke Conservancy area. Question on the motion. Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I will vote no on this one.
Right, Mr. Wilson.
No.
Okay, I'll vote yes, motion is defeated.
Okay.
Next.
And sorry, I'll go back to number five. The Laurel Chamber of Commerce for their Broad Creek Brew and Bike and Brew event. The last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Arlett.
Repeat those numbers for me.
Sure. It was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Arlett.
So moved to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 to the Laurel Chamber of Commerce for Broad Creek Bike and Brew event, being $250 from my account and $250 from Arlett's account's bank account. Question on the motion. Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. And we are now to, introduction of proposed ordinance, Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Thank you. Council member comments. Council member comments. Comments from council. Hearing none, we will have a motion to recess for lunch, and we'll come back at our 1:30 public hearings. Entertain a motion?
Yes, I'll make the motion, but I want to say something at the time.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the motion?
I need to find out for sure when we go on out to, we go out, for instance, if we were going to executive session.
Right.
Does the public realize that we're not supposed to chat? I mean, is that a rule? Is that a law?
In cases when it's for executive session,
yes.
And we go to executive session, you've heard me say numerous times, I want people to go immediately to executive session because soon as the motion is made, we are in executive session at that point.
Is there a nice way in the future to say, remind folks?
Yes. Whenever we go into executive session, be sure you go straight to executive
Thank
session.
You.
Any more questions? Taking the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
You got the motion carried. We're now in recess. We're going to go to lunch.